我们进去。刘娃从镇里去过第一鸟
还。哎，对。
第二个。Did you feel any difficulty getting urination?
No.
No. It is passing without any hesitation.
I see.
How much urine is passing every time?
Yesterday,
total, you didn't have to go to 90.
Day before was 4.95.
It was 4.95. Day before was 3. It was 2.91 yesterday. What is that?
Taking Missy water, yes, no?
Missy water, do you like it? What else you can take?
Hold on. You
take? Yes, that I understand. For your body, I can say, can you take a little bit of ice cream or cold custard?
Yeah.
And then please ask from the jury.
Left turn.
Left turn.
Let me in here.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
That's
peaceful path.
But I think I'm not making any hindrance in the normal routine. Whatever medicine I'm giving, I will cut it down by 50% now.
That's right, that's the area.
I can spell it not there now.
The swelling is completely gone.
Yes. It is still there, but it is less. Can I see the throat? Say, the throat.
A little more.
Okay.
And then it becomes too uncomfortable.
And then it's very uncomfortable, you say?
It is seen very we take little sand either on this earth. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
you give me this sort of moment yesterday. You have this sort of moment yesterday.
Today.
Today.
Yeah. He used his leg and bent his leg and arm.
Thing is, you just give something to eat and I'm ready, you know, this is the punishment.
Yes,
sir,
you brought my husband for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little.
I think I'll probably have to give you some custard. Some contact.
I want to see you.
I want to see the reaction after that year.
Right.
Is it sweet enough to give you a taste? I think you just sorted out this compound and you just gave me custard and ice cream, dalia, bread, just like that. Let's just go on with these four items, no? And then you can use any amount of cheese. How do you feel now? Do you like warm thing or cold thing? Cold. Better. Liking is more cold rather than so soft.
Ice cream? Ice cream?
Don't worry about the passing of the stools every time by the division. You should not go. Because if the brain is still there, they should give you a good. Either you can give a little soft anemia so that that scary should come out and so there is no spurious area. the little one is coming out every time with the urine. So you should not worry about the diver, because he is not having exact measurement of the diver. It is only the part where obstructing the clear passage of the stool, because of that it's very dry species there. So if it is come out, usually as well as manual irritation, then it's alright. So then there will be no problem of this diarrhea. Don't do anything to stop diarrhea.
And the red machines at night, insomnia.
Insomnia. Yes, yes. Because somebody told me yesterday also, and it is a usual feature that he is not sleeping between 12 and 4. And his routine, he is not sleeping. So, it may be that his habit that he didn't like to stay the night. How many times he goes for urination in the night also? There you go.
Yes.
How many times?
Once, twice.
You are feeling?
Yes.
After eating. So you just eat. Not as a very frequently, in the little amount after an hour or a half hour or 2 hours,
small quantity,
not by the tea, only morning, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not 4 times, it can be 8 times, 10 times, 12 times, only little bit. That much only, the amount he can carry it easily, it should not come out. And then, a little of water, either plain water or with electrolyte powder, you can use.
Then electrolyte powder will reduce the nausea?
No.
Will reduce it?
This will reduce the nausea.
You just gave this electrolyte powder, and how much you are giving exactly?
Usually we give 150 milliliters of water for one measure of the electrolyte powder.
In 150 ml?
Yes.
It will cause a little nausea also. Do you have a cold water?
That's too concentrated.
Oh, this is concentrated. It's not just so much concentrated. You just, so to say, 6 ounces of water. You just add less than 1 spoon, 1 liter full of this electrolyte. In 6 ounces. And you give that to Rosa Muscularia Malvidisora, just give 2 teaspoons. Rest, again 2 teaspoons. This is just a sort of, you can say, you can call it as in the form of prasad, or you can say in the form of rain water, so that the dryness should not be there in the mouth. It should always be dry.
What's the cold water?
Okay. 100 ml now.
read about. Old hub.
For taking some food stuff, little bit, 1 or 2 spoons.
You told him?
He said he's going to cut the medicine down to half.
Glucose water. Notice?
Yes.
That is good in hand.
Try to drink a little more.
It is soup in it?
Yes, sir.
My request is just to take a little bit between your food intake.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a little more liquid. Number one. To whatever you like, you take. Mm-hmm. I will reduce your medicine by 50%. And you want no more for the movie stores, your parking, everything. Right?
Please. Welcome back to this. Thank you.
Picking up the fixed deposit receipts and that was the main thing.
Repeat?
Delhi. Because the receipts are being turned over to the head office, so they have to be endorsed there. So he went for that purpose. There's not much more to do now with this. Punch sheer flat. Because we're going to give it. So simply, it'll be up to Vrindavan to make up the necessary document for transferring it. I think it doesn't even require a big document, simply a letter on behalf of your divine grace saying that we give this apartment to you.
But there are one thing. Is there this forged?
And then they try and sell it.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, but when you give them that, that's what they may do.
Let them give. Let them live in like that.
So then the question again comes up, which I mentioned to you, that if they're paying corporation taxes and other taxes, then they become a legal tenant. And a tenant does not lose the right of tenancy at his death. His children inherit it. Okay, so then it's not for their lifetime, it's forever.
They cannot mortgage
or sublet it.
Yeah. It is really. I wonder that because formerly working for UVT, work or not work, we are here. Therefore, we are giving them a place to stay. Right. And they can live, all of them. They cannot have the right to mortgage their land. That is all. You can leave this matter. And if you give them right of proprietorship, these guys can sell it or get out.
Oh, yeah, they will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll have nowhere to live. That's what your oldest son and then will do that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I can't allow. They are allowed to live life. Then after that, mm-hmm.
what happens if on their own they sublet it to someone else? Supposing on their own they make an agreement with someone. Someone pays them 50, say someone pays them 20,000 rupees, and they move out. That they won't do. Because they won't be able to get another apartment. Yeah. I don't see how they would sublet it. There'd be no purpose to it.
No.
They might, though.
No, subletting.
How do we stop them from subletting?
Then they're not cool.
Yeah, once someone is there, you can't stop them. I think you take them to court. Not very likely, that's the fact. In other words, they're not paying rent, so how can they sublet? If you're not paying rent, you can't sublet.
And there's not much to pay for them. It's still insufficient.
No, I mean, supposing they were to move out completely and let someone else move in.
That was the stuff. How did they get out?
Supposing, you know, they move out completely and someone pays them 1,000 rupees a month. And with that 1,000 or more, they get some other place.
And they have a letter.
See, once they pay corporation taxes, they can claim tenancy. And a tenant, I can give you an example. In Calcutta and Albert Road, where we currently have our temple, it was being rented by one member friend. Then he let Jayapataka stay there, and then we took over. Of course, he was paying rent, but still, they can also be looked upon as a tenant because they'll be paying taxes.
Then you pay tax, cut down from the rent. Huh?
Yeah, it could be done.
We pay and we cut down.
They're paying, they're going to pay corporation taxes. See, we're the actual owners of the flat. There's no other instance like this. The other people who own the flat, they live in it. But we don't live in it, they live in it. The flat is owned by us, but if they pay taxes and stuff, they're going to get the receipts in their name. I don't think they're going to get the receipts in your name.
Why not? And then?
Yeah, if they get the receipt in your name, then the matter ends right there.
That's all right.
Then it's simple. It's only if they get the receipt in their own name.
No. Right.
Yeah, that should be the point, that the receipt has to be issued in the name of the owner of the flat. Then it's all clear. And that's correct, actually.
Maybe later.
Talking about purchase here. If someone owns a flat and someone else is allowed to live there, if the person is allowed to live there but doesn't pay rent and he pays taxes, the receipt for the taxes should be issued in the owner's name, isn't it?
If other owners are doing that, do that for us.
Yeah. I say someone
the owners were suddenly lived in the pictures. And the corporation flat program. That's the way it was.
Yeah, actually, sure, Prabhupada. Automatically, the receipts will probably come in there in your name.
So, when they claim any right as a tank, based upon the fact that they pay these taxes.
All right, anyway, let us see. I mean, I understand your desire if they're, I just, will try and encourage them to fulfill your desire that they live there and be happy. Yeah, I think one of the things that should be done is that they should sign, Vrindavan should sign an agreement saying that he agrees not to sublet it to anybody else. Because right now he hasn't, there's no such agreement at all. We're letting them live there and they can do whatever they want.
Mm.
If he, when he comes here, he'll be coming here. So when he comes here, he should sign an agreement that he agrees not to sublet to, or to let anyone else except the family members live in this apartment.
Right.
And that if they ever decide they don't want to live there, then they have to return the place to the society.
Mm-hmm.
And the society agrees to allow them to live there peacefully. Do you think he's a good doctor?
He's good. Everyone is good.
actually you're the best doctor, Srila Prabhupada, because you're the only one who can cure our material diseases. All in one. They can make some adjustments, but you can bring complete finish for all material diseases.
Why did some people?
The pen just brought some ice cream.
Very cold, huh? We bring a little cardamom.
I was in Delhi yesterday and I spoke to one of the temple presidents in Australia and he gave me a very encouraging report. He said that all the Indian geetas that we got just recently from Gopal Krishna, now they've almost completely finished. Over 11,000 they've distributed in just a few weeks. That's very good. Since you've been here in Vrindavan, I sent them a telegram that now they have to distribute more books so that Lord Krishna will be pleased and allow you to stay with us. So they've doubled up since then. Now they're almost run out. They've distributed so many. He said that upon the farm also things are going very nicely. Many, many people are coming there to see how we are living. And for Govardhan Pooj, they are planning a 2-day festival. They're expecting to get many hundreds of people coming. Your family is already very well known, yeah, up in that area. people are becoming very interested to see what we have to offer. Just in the immediate district where our farm is, many people have tried to start communes with hippies and people like this, but they've never been successful because they've never had any central point to agree on. Everybody's simply gone there and lived their own way. But within a few months now, some of the more serious people have seen that within just 3 or 4 months we have achieved more on our farm than any of these communes have done in the last 6 years. So they're becoming very attractive to come and stay with us. And I appreciate the Chaitan and Prashadam very much.
Thank you.